to say. If you're afraid, then you come along with me. And I know what you came here to do. Knock, knock, up, let me see you get loose. It's going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I know you came here to say. If you're afraid, then you come along with me. And I know what you came here to do. Knob, knob, let me see you get loose. It's going down for real. It's going down for real. And they already know me. It's going down.
Happy President's Day, everybody. Hopefully you guys are chilling somewhere, enjoying the 0 degree temperatures outside. Makes for a nice holiday. Hopefully you got away on this long weekend. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea for a little Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by Liberty Ford. It's Combine Week. I'll be heading to Indy. You will be heading on a luxurious cruise. I'm jealous.
I will. Yes. Tomorrow, I believe we're actually on a remote tomorrow as well from the Discount Drug Mart in Medina. And then, yes, you will be making
your... Oh, that's right. We are.
Yes. You'll be making your way to Indianapolis, Indiana, probably for a bit of the same type of weather, I would think. And I have the luxury of accepting the invitation to go on the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer. So I'll be joining the likes of Kirk Herbstreit, Dustin Fox, Eddie George, Archie Griffin, Urban Meyer, and we will be flying down to Tampa. Out of Tampa, we will
Kevin Griffin?
Archie Griffin. The Archie Griffin, the two-time.
The Heisman uncle of Kevin, that's of our right. own Kevin Griffin.
But we'll go down to Tampa. We'll be a day at sea, Cozumel for a day, another day, a day and a half at sea, and then back. Just a quick trip, but again... a majority of the proceeds, I would think, other than to cover the cost of the cruise line itself, goes down to the James Cancer Center in Columbus towards helping solve the riddle that probably hurts so many families, which is cancer.
I'm pretty sure everybody out there has been touched by that ugly disease. I have, that's for sure. And it's, you know, you guys are doing a good thing, so that should be, and it'll be fun. So
it'll be
good.
A blast.
Whenever you can have fun and do a good thing, that's great. It is Combine Week. What do you guys think about the Combine? Do you put a lot of stock into it? Do you care about it?
Will you watch it? Yeah, will you watch it?
You know, I used to...
I might tune in.
I'll flip it on and in the background, you know, and watch it, but...
I'll tune in. Again, last year I tuned in to see Teddy run and see Johnny run. Who else last year? I watched, you know, some of the receivers, Evans
Bortles
and Watkins.
Through.
Yeah, Bortles through. But I kind of like... I'll tune into NFL Network and see the coverage of the position groups. And if there's somebody through our coverage, of course, that has been rumored to be in the Browns' wheelhouse, in that I'll say 10 to 20 range, I'll tune in to see what they look like and see if they pass the Matt Wilhelm eye test.
Yeah, like, what do you look for when you're watching somebody in the combine?
Well, I think for me, it's confidence, and then also too is you want to see, for me personally, you know, what I wanted to see out of myself and what I look at is I evaluate them on their skills and the way they run and the way they move. And I think that's what, you know, the onus has been put on the gentlemen, you know, with Ray Farmer and below that have to have that tedious job of not only evaluating what they do and their skivvies there in Indianapolis, but who they are as people. Which, as we know here in Cleveland, has been kind of up in air.
So how much did you, and how much has it evolved, and as you've talked to people who came in the league while you were playing, kind of that preparation on how to kind of, you know, pass the personality parts of the combine? Because, you know, one of the things that the Browns get so much criticism for with Johnny is, you know, you knew about him off the field, et cetera, et cetera. There is something to be said, though, when you sit down and you look a man in the eyes. If he knows exactly what to say and how to say it, Johnny's very convincing. When we see him with the media, he's phenomenal with the media. I'm sure in those closed door meetings, he was fantastic with everybody. So how much is that? Was that coaching a big part of your experience? And how long, you know, how much stock can you put into those things knowing that these guys are being coached so well?
It's hard. I mean, for me personally, I didn't have a lot of coaching. I mean, a couple sessions, maybe an hour here or an hour there with my agent, and then also, too, maybe he brought in an independent consultant or a former scout to give us a printout with some of the questions that they might hit you with. So at least you're prepared for them and you're not sitting there going, and then you just blurt something out, which can work in most cases probably very little for you and a lot against you, because that's what they want you to do. They want you to be off the cuff. They want to keep you on their toes. But for me, it was just, I was a good guy. I wasn't in trouble a lot. You know, I had just won a national championship.
You are a good guy. You still are.
I try,
man.
You
have to say it in the past.
It's just, you know, some shortcomings with the whole Oprah ordeal and things of that sort. You know, I'll have to earn that back over the course of time. But it's all good. And I'm not going anywhere anytime soon, which
is
great.
Where is Oprah?
I took her with me.
Oh, you took her
home. At least for the weekend. Yeah, she's under my pillow.
I was going to say, you should totally put her next to you on your pillow and take a selfie.
No, she's under the pillow.
Under the pillow.
Yes, but it's hard because I think, as we saw last year, Johnny Manziel became, you know, a hermit for the, 4 months leading up to the NFL draft, said all the right things, threw well, worked out well, ran well, gets drafted in the first round, lives out his dream, which is why he lived like a hermit, and then went back to being Johnny Football. And that's the hard part, and what's very hard, I think, for a lot of Clevelanders and Northeast Ohio people and Cleveland Browns fans all across the nation, that they can't wrap their head around is, the why and how did we get duped into believing he was someone he wasn't? And we just hope that he gets that, you know, that turned around after his treatment session and can come back and be, again, grow that grade that Mel Kiper had given us on our overall 2014 draft to have hit on one, or at least have some contributors come out of that first round.
So are you guys into the combine? Definitely let us know. 216-578-0850. Tweet the show at Browns_daily, at Nathan Zagura, at MattWilhelm57. I've got to say this too as well. One of the other Ohio business machine hot topics of the day for us here as we get ready. Did you watch the SNL 40th anniversary or NBA All-Star game last night? I watched a little bit of the All-Star game. I watched a little bit of SNL. I have it TiVo'd, so I'm going to watch the whole thing hopefully tonight. And I will say this, the NBA Saturday night is the best All-Star, Pro Bowl, whatever extravaganza in sports.
Absolutely.
And the NFL needs to figure out a way to replicate or do something along those lines for its Pro Bowl event. And we've talked about how to revamp Pro Bowl, you know, a skills competition. I would love to see that, you know, receiver one-on-ones, whatever it may be. But they've got to do something along it. And heck, you could even have an NBA player dunk contest.
Yeah.
I bet there are some of those guys that would be able to do some fairly impressive things. These are good athletes.
Absolutely. And I think also, too, is maybe if some of those individuals that aren't going to play in the game, you know, maybe still make it to the Pro Bowl location and partake in some of the skills portions. You know, have Aaron come and at least throw, or Phillip Rivers, or you know, whoever it might be, to be in town to actually throw and partake in the celebration, but not necessarily play in the game because of the injuries, or of course playing in the Super Bowl. But it's no, you're right, and it's just, it's fun. And I think also, too, what's great for the NBA and why they're getting it right is it is their ability to showcase the young talent in the NBA.
Yeah.
Because the Kobe era is getting older. You know, LeBron is probably got, you know, 3 to 5 years left in his prime where he's going to be at his best. But to see, you know, and also, too, I think it sheds light on some of the West Coast teams that you don't get to see a lot. How good the Golden State Warriors really are.
How about Steph Curry and that
Curry
final round of the three-point shootout.
And Klay Thompson and those guys, you get to see them and start rooting for them. And what do they look like? You know, I know they're showing up in ads, of course, now that they're winning, but it's just great for the brand, you know, as opposed to year after year, the NFL as a brand, which only significantly grows because it's football. There's always questions about our All-Star game. What are they going to do? Is it going to go away? Is it going to be at a different location? Who's going to come? Who's not? And so on and so forth. So we always have, you know, I don't know, a negative light on our All-Star game, where the NBA seems to always get it right.
Yes, they certainly do, and Saturday night I thought was no exception. I liked what they've done with the three-point shootout. I like that you have the whole rack of money balls that you can put at whatever location you want. I was surprised that more people didn't stick it at the top. It was pretty much the corners. You had one guy go, I think Wes Matthews put it at the 45. Well, he was the only one, but he hit four out of his five with it. It was a good competition. It ended up working out right. I think, obviously, the favorite one, Steph Curry, with a great show.
It's about time. I think it's his fourth time trying.
It was, and it was the fourth time trying, and he did win the dunk contest. I will say this. Zach LaVine restored my faith in the dunk contest because he didn't need 800 attempts. He was graceful. He was smooth. He was powerful. He was athletic. It yes. looked good. Everything about it looked good. Like Oladipo's first dunk, he got a 50, and it took him three tries. I feel like it's got to be at least a point off for every try. So, like, if you need three tries to get your dunk, the max it could be is a 40.
Sure.
Or something.
I like that. You know what I love about that, the dunk contest now is because – and I'll just talk about Dr. J. Dr. J has seen it all. And in some cases did it all when he was a player. So if you can impress him as a judge, you know, and get a 10 out of him, you're doing something right.
LaVine, to me, was impressive. And, you know, we asked the question, you know, do you think he saved the dunk contest? And really, other than that, it wasn't impressive, but he was impressive.
He was. I mean, this.
What about the one guy who didn't even make a dunk?
It's terrible.
Giannis?
It's terrible. But, I mean, LaVine, what I love is, between the legs has been between the legs, but to go behind the back,
that,
you know,
was
that was the new twist.
There was one dunk that never gets any run back in the annals or in the pantheon of dunks when they show him back. Rex Chapman's behind the back self alley-oop where he threw it behind his back, caught it, and turned around and dunked it. It was one of my favorite dunks of all time. Now, I'm a huge Rex Chapman fan, but how does that not get on there? They show these, like, dumb Kenny Smith. Come on, Kenny Smith. Don't put yourself on there. That was ridiculous.
How about LeBron's in-game alley-oop reverse?
Solid.
That was sweet.
I just saw the highlight.
That
Very
was dunk
solid.
Contest worthy.
I will say, what do you think about the fashion show? J.R. Smith, what was he wearing? What was that? What was happening right there?
I have no idea.
It was embarrassing.
It was embarrassing.
That wasn't good.
And now he's representing Cleveland.
But I love the, you know, the three person team, and it comes down to the half court shot.
Yep.
And it's awesome.
Yes.
But, and they do make him look fairly easy.
Yes. With a WNBA member, right?
Yeah, with the W.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a WA member, a legend.
And a current player.
And Chris Bosh has won it 4 years in a row.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's Chris Bosh, Swin Cash, and Dominique.
Yeah.
And they've won it 4 years in a row.
Must be nice.
Yeah,
is pretty good. Is there a money associated with that, or is it just for fun?
I don't know, but it seems fun. You had good, legitimate stars, and they're like, it was cool. Steph Curry was with Del Curry.
Yeah.
That was pretty neat.
That's cool.
And then the three-point shootout.
I read this the other day. Is Steph Curry the best shooter of all time in the NBA? Somebody said that. On some
that
platform,
he is.
That he is.
Statistically, he might be, but I mean,
it's like his fifth year in the league, isn't it?
I'll just show my age. I mean, if I have to have a shot, if I need a three-pointer to go down, I'm
Larry Legend.
Yeah, there's just no doubt. Larry Legend shooting that ball for me. Steph Curry's ridiculous, though.
Yes, he is. I love seeing his handles in the All-Star game, too.
He's got great handles. You know what else I like from the All-Star game? Russell Westbrook might be the best player in the NBA, and I think he just...
He can be when he wants to.
He's ridiculous.
Yes, he is. That dunk,
ridiculous.
Late in the game,
ridiculous. What about
ridiculous.
His like
when
half
he hit
court,
his head?
What about his half court heat check? I love that.
Yeah,
just launched it. Russell Westbrook, by the way, finished with 41 points, 5 boards on the night,
one short of tying the all-time record of Wilt Chamberlain
for points.
Yes,
16 of 28 from the floor. He set the first half record with 27 points. I know that. James Harden had 29 in the All-Star game. All-Star game is fun, and I think it's the best of all the exhibition games because you want to see the offense, and these guys go out there, and they do put on a good show. But I think NBA Saturday night is just absolutely as good as it gets.
It is. And, also, too, when we were talking Pro Bowl, the NBA Saturday night represents everything that we wanted out of the NFL.
Yeah.
Fun and skills. Nothing dangerous. Entertainment.
Celebrities.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be cool.
It certainly was cool. All right, we want to talk about that. Terry Pluto is going to join us at 1:30. We're going to have Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns for the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, with us at 2 o'clock, 2:15. We will continue to take calls and tweets in the second hour. We'll do that all show long. So a lot of your calls, we have pretty much an open forum. Talk about Combine. How much stock do you put in the Combine? What are you looking for in this Combine as it relates to the Browns or any of the players you want to see? SNL's 40th anniversary, the NBA All-Star Game. And who's on your Mount Rushmore for Saturday Night Live? So you get your favorite four Saturday Night Live people ever. That's a tough one.
That is tough.
Favorite four Saturday Night Live people ever, your Mount Rushmore for Saturday Night Live. And then what did you think about NBA Saturday Night? Is that something that – is there a way that the NFL can adopt something similar to that? And I think it needs to. I think how do you not see that and how do you not get to it? It seems to me like it needs to get there, and hopefully that is where it will get. That's what we all want. All right, Mike Mayock is doing his conference call right now. He's saying that he does not think this is a good draft at all for quarterbacks. He doesn't think at right now that this is a good draft at all for the safety position. Thinks it's very deep at running back and wide receiver. This is something I want us to chew on as well. Just posted from NFL.com. It says Browns player, so it does not have a name associated with it. But what it says right now is that a Browns player had said, think about where we would be right now if we had drafted Teddy Bridgewater. So after Manziel's ugly performance in critical week 15 against the Bengals, one anonymous player told Freeman, he recalled asking a teammate, think about where we would be now if we had drafted Teddy Bridgewater. What kind of, does that help this team? Does that help, you know, that's right now the number two story up on NFL.com. And the headline is Browns player, think where we'd be with Bridgewater. How does Johnny Manziel read that in rehab? How does the team read that? What, you know, what does a comment like that do about, you know, for this team and a team trying to still figure out the quarterback position? So we can think about that as well. When we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Sun gone down, nights are getting hotter. We got this bed backed up to the water. Yeah, it's the place to be if you want.